Good morning. Good morning. It's Coast 93.1, The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. What is the number one thing that is left behind in Ubers? If you get the answer right, we've got Counting Crows tickets for you.
Okay.
Uber released their Lost and Found report.
Oh, that's cool.
Number one thing that gets left behind in Ubers, okay? 79 Coast. Now listen, don't call if you can't go. I know you want to get the answer right, but make sure you can use the tickets. It's for July 14th, Counting Crows at Thompson's Point in Portland. Going to be a great show, and you're there. If you get the answer right first, okay? New survey from Uber says this is the number one item that gets left behind in Uber vehicles. Okay?
Yeah.
They also put out some of the strangest things that were left behind, including, appropriate for today, a framed Taylor Swift autograph.
Oh, whoa.
Boy, that person must have been so trying to get that back.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine?
No.
Also, a fake butt.
Oh, that's kind of nice.
A paternity test. A jar of oysters. A turtle.
Oh, a turtle. That's sad.
I know.
The poor turtle.
The poor little turtle. A live turtle. Yeah.
Huh.
What else was left behind in Ubers? A ceramic cat. A candle that says, see you in court.
Oh, my God.
A frontal hair toupee.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. That was the last thing that made me cry.
What, a frontal hair toupee?
Kinda.
Oh.
On Instagram, Reels knows how to get me. Oh. And it was a video of a girl who you know, had suffered burns and didn't, you know, had affected her hair.
Yeah.
She was bald in part of her head and had scarring and stuff. And the guy, who also has a hair piece on, like, showed her, like, it looks like real hair now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's unbelievable, these systems.
Mm-hmm.
And he lifts up the thing to show her, like, look, you know, me too.
Mm-hmm.
And then he does the hair thing for her, and then they do a cut of it and everything.
Okay. Well,
and then it shows her in the mirror. Oh.
Okay, yeah, that's going to get
right?
you.
Right?
Of course.
Anyway, back to the strange Uber list. A tray of meat pie.
Tray of meat pie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Sounds delicious.
Two containers with spiders in them. I mean, I could go on.
Huh.
A fart sensor. What even is that?
That's sweet.
What's a fart sensor?
I don't know, but it sounds hysterical. I love it.
Right?
I'd be like, win.
Uh-oh, it's going off.
Yeah.
Okay, if you get the answer right first, then you score the Counting Crows tickets. The question is, what is the number one item left behind in Ubers? All right, you're in first. What's your name?
Danielle.
Danielle, what's your guess?
A purse.
Purse.
Okay.
Purse is not number one.
Okay.
That is on the list.
Yeah.
That is on the list.
Worst feeling ever.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Wallets, too.
Yeah.
I would have given it to you. But wallets is in there. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Kara.
Hi, Kara. What's your guess?
Clothing.
Clothing is number one.
Whoa, it is?
It is, and you're going to the Counting Crows.
Oh, right, Kara.
Yes. July 14th, Thompson's Point. Bada bing, bada boom. You got yourself a pair of tickets, Kara. Good job.
Awesome.
Hey, thanks.
Have you ever left anything in an Uber?
I have left a phone in an Uber before.
That sucks because you can't go into your app. I mean, unless you weren't the one who called the Uber, but you can't go into your app to try
and track it down.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, that's rough.
Oh, I don't think I've ever left
anything. That's rough.
That was my guess, was cell phones was the number one.
Were you in another city too?
No, I think it was in Portland. It was quite a while ago, but
okay. Well, that's good. Yeah. That'd be worse if you're traveling.
Oh my God!
And you take an Uber and then you leave your. Oh God.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be bad. Yeah, clothing number one, luggage number two, and then headphones, wallets, jewelry, phones, cameras, books, laptops,
fart sensors, stuff like that.
That was number 11. Yes.
Okay.
Hang on, Kara. We got to get some info from you. All right.
Sounds good. Thanks.
All right. Thanks.
Awesome.
Thanks for starting your day with us and being part of the Blake Show fam.